This is your source for profoundly interesting news briefs. Guitar Business Radio presents The Shorts.
Well, back in episode 16, we interviewed Eastwood Guitar CEO Mike Robinson. I thought it was an enlightening interview in many ways, in large part because they've taken a very creative approach as a manufacturer of all kinds of guitars, basses, and variations. Their claim to fame has always been replica and tribute style instruments, many of which had their origins in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even later. We also talked about their unique approach to operating a custom shop, which is modeled somewhat on the crowdfunding idea. And if you've not listened to that interview, I would certainly recommend it. Now, Eastwood has more recently begun manufacturing new and original lines of guitars in conjunction with designers like Dennis Fano and John Backlund and others. Backlund's unique designs have been available for years on a very limited basis. And now, under Eastwood's program, they're widely available and reasonably priced. The partnership with Dennis Fano, who created the Revolta and Novo lines of guitars, has manifested into something broader for Eastwood. In the interview, we talked about a recent guitar festival in Liverpool where Eastwood operates their European distribution hub. During that festival, Mike and his team erected a pop-up retail store with something like more than 100 different instruments from their existing line of over 250. The store was apparently a success, and I asked Mike about the possibility of doing more pop-ups, including here in the United States. His answer was positive, but now we've seen the first implementation of this idea, although it's not in the pop-up format, but rather a permanent showroom in Nashville. They just opened the new showroom during the Summer NAMM show, pretty good timing, and it's located in the Novo Guitars USA manufacturing facility. And if you're a visitor to the showroom, I understand you can schedule a factory tour if that's something you're interested in. Now, even though Eastwood's partnership with Dennis Fano focuses on the Revolta and Novo lines, I understand the showroom features many products from the Eastwood and Airlines guitar lines, as well as some boutique amps and effects pedals. And I just heard before doing this segment that Eastwood apparently is opening another one of these showrooms in Chicago this August. And I would assume that it may be in some way related to the fact that their main distribution center for North America is also located in that city. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, I don't know if there's a rough similarity to the Apple Store idea here. And while I think Eastwood is positioned well to do this kind of thing, we'll have to see if other manufacturers or distributors investigate this option. If so, we'll report on it here as well as in Guitar Business Daily, which launches next month. Now, if you'd like more information on any of this, we've reposted this audio segment as well as some important links in the Shorts section under the Episodes tab on guitarbusinessradio.com. Now, for something entirely different.